25 years ago, Virginians were arguing over whether women could succeed as cadets at VMI. But as we hear from Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project, a female cadet has now achieved something that very few students of either gender ever achieve.
So this story is written by Claire Mitzel at the Roanoke Times, and she writes that for the first time in the 181-year history of VMI, a woman will hold the highest-ranking position that a cadet can earn. This is Casey Meredith. She is a third-year student from Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and she is going to be leading the Corps of Cadets as the regimental commander for the upcoming school year, and that makes her the senior-ranking cadet and military commander of the school's Corps of Cadets.
Edie, she's a member of the Marine Corps ROTC program, and she has shown herself to be, to say the least, a high achiever in Lexington.
She's a member of the running club and the CrossFit club. She's held a ton of leadership positions. Right now, she's the first battalion sergeant major. The interim superintendent there at VMI says there's little doubt that she's the right cadet for the position. She's a role model with a clear devotion to duty who will earn the trust and respect of the Corps.
It is significant, I think, to note that not that long ago, just the idea of women at VMI was very controversial in Virginia.
This university was founded in 1839 for just men, and women could not enroll there until 1997. And even then, it was after a long legal battle. And these days, about 13% of the cadets are women.
Now, VMI is not the only university in Virginia to have reported a first this spring.
That's right. So this piece was written by Donna Laughlin Michaels of Business Wire. And she writes that the University of Virginia students recently elected what is believed to be the country's first openly transgender student body president. Abel Liu is also the first Chinese American student council president in the university's 202-year history. And he earned that spot by capturing more than 81% of the votes of the student body.
Different people might have different ideas about exactly what a student body president does. In Liu's case, he ran on a very clearly stated platform.
That's correct. So Liu sort of campaigned on a platform of what he says is empowerment, radical compassion, and the redress of historical injustices. He's been very busy since he's been at UVA. He's majoring in sociology and economics and is a third-year student right now, but he's held positions in various student council and university board committees. And then just since the pandemic, he co-founded a mutual aid network that has distributed more than $70,000 to support more than 650 students during the pandemic. He successfully lobbied with some others for some changes to the grading policy during the current academic year to sort of ease these educational inequities that are exacerbated by COVID-19.
Liu also co-created a reopening working group that helps secure pay for student employees during operational freezes. Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.